Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
I am loving this morning. Boy, we just had a Texas State Senator and First Chancellor of Texas Tech University, John Munford. Later on in the show, we're going to have the Emmy-winning musician and founder of Yamaha Entertainment Group. Wait until you hear what he is doing. Just amazing. But let's go right to our next hero today. He has got a really cool job. He's worked in some incredible fun industries. First, music as the founder of Music Now, a pioneer digital music service company. Redbox, which I think everybody possibly, I mean, you see it everywhere. And now he is the CEO of Easy Links, and he could be reached at teeoff.com. That's teeoff.com. And we're going to talk about the golf industry a little bit later on into the show. Tell us, though, Gary Cohn, CEO, what was it like selling Music Now to, what did you sell it to, AOL and Circuit City?
We sold it. So, David, thanks for that nice introduction. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it was a little while ago. It was about 10 years ago. After spending about 9 years in the digital music space, we were able to sell the business to, first we sold it to Circuit City, and then after about a year there, I said, you know, maybe it might be even a better place to go. And we were able to sell it to AOL, and the company really took off once we did that.
And that's huge. I mean, two really huge, well-known companies, Circuit City at the time, and certainly AOL, and everybody, you know, knows AOL. But wonder what maybe a couple of the tips, secrets that you can remember about the negotiation of the sale as you did it more than once.
Well, in those cases, as in almost any case, when you're making a deal, is you got to be able to put yourself into the other person's shoes and figure out what it is that's driving them. And what we were able to do in both cases, for frankly different reasons, is to enable them, the other side, to see that they were going to get a bigger benefit by bringing us aboard. It was, you know, it's kind of the classic buying a three-legged horse. Right? You can usually buy a three-legged horse pretty inexpensively, and if you can put another leg on it and get that thing to really run like a stallion, you got a great deal in your hands.
But Gary, you also established distribution and content deals with gigantic companies like Best Buy, Clear Channel, AT&T. I mean, it takes a lot to navigate through that gigantic chain. What are some ideas or tips you can give us on establishing corporate relationships like you have?
Well, I probably would go back to almost exactly the same answer again. It's what is it that they needed? At that time, Circuit City and Best Buy, we did deals with both of them. They needed a better way to bring people into the stores, and the music service was able to do that because people bought that right in the store at the time. We also did deals with all of the major labels back then, and you know, the Sonys, the Universals, and EMIs, and again, it was helping them figure out how to bridge into the digital world, which is a really challenging position for them. So we had to just make sure that we were servicing their needs, and then making sure that while we were doing that, getting what we needed out of the deal as well.
And again, we're talking with Gary Cohn. You can reach him at teeoff.com, teeoff.com. Or, of course, you can go to alliances.com. We'll have the link. That's ELIANCES.com, the place where entrepreneurs align. All right, Gary, let's move on to Redbox, too. I mean, you're working as an executive at Redbox. You head up their product and innovation team. Once again, going and increasing revenues from $300 million to $2 billion, okay, billion in 3 years. I mean, that, again, huge. I'm looking for the secret. What's the magic bullet? How do you grow it so huge in such a short time frame? We've got so many listeners listening now that are going, okay, how do I do that?
Yeah, it was you know, a really quick $2 billion. No, it was no big deal. it was a great model is what it was. We put ourselves in a really good position. We had kiosks everywhere. We became the go-to place for anybody who wanted a new release at a great price. And you put that together from the consumer perspective, it starts to happen. I was heading up product and marketing and all the business development stuff at the time. And while doing that, it was just trying to figure out how do we get the word out. You know, we had competitors that were not probably thinking quite as innovatively. Blockbuster comes to mind at the time. So we were really able to take advantage of them, I think, trying to protect some of their business that was frankly not protectable at the time.
All right, we're going to find out here in a second what Gary's doing next. You're listening to Alliance's Heroes. Be a hero. Go to our Entrepreneurs Align. Be part of the community. That's ELIANCES.com, where you can have the opportunity to be around many heroes, many that have been on the show, learning from them. All right, so let's talk about teeoff.com. So everything you touch, Gary, turns to gold. So let's talk about teeoff.com, an online booking engine with your partner, PGA Tour. I want to know about it. Tell me the details of it.
Well, so teeoff.com is it's really a place that golfers can go to book tee times at some of the best courses across the country. Right, have all the TPC courses like TPC Sawgrass, Greenbrier, Deer Run. We also, here in Chicago, there's the Harborside, which is getting a little tough to golf at. Well, maybe one more weekend left. But, you know, Chambers Bay and Kapalua over in Maui, all kinds of beautiful courses. And also a ton of courses. We have about 3,000 courses on that site, and we have great deals across the site, deals, frankly, that you can't find anywhere else. That's what we do at teeoff.com. And we did partner, as you said, with the PGA Tour. So we are the official tee time provider for the PGA Tour.
I mean, that in itself is huge. You know how many people try to work with the PGA? Yet you cracked it and got in.
It took a little work, but they've been a great partner. They have great assets that they provide to us. It's really good to be able to partner with the biggest name in golf, and it's providing us with a great opportunity to grow the business and to be able to invest more back into the business, to be able to improve our technology, which allows us to do more for our courses and then also for the golfers, and allow the golfers to be able to book more tee times, frankly, anywhere that they want, however they want, anytime they want.
All right, so instead of the old-fashioned way, which was calling, trying to figure out, moving schedules around, and trying to go back and forth and all that, instantly I can just go to teeoff.com and book?
You can go to teeoff.com and book it online. You can also do the new mobile app, which came out fairly recently, has been growing like crazy. And just for everybody else, you can also call up our reservation center. We have the biggest reservation center in golf, and you call up and somebody will treat you very nicely.
Excellent, excellent. So what made you, Gary, go into the golf industry? I mean, again, going from music industry, all these various industries, now you're in golf.
Well, you know, my career, and probably this is as much of a random walk as anything else, has always been in high growth industries at the intersection of technology and entertainment. What I saw in Easy Links Golf was that this was an opportunity for growth, and I really like growth. And then I looked deeper into it, and there was really the ability to bring technology to the golf industry, both for the courses as well for the golfers. And now the golfers have a much easier time, the same way that OpenTable did that for restaurants, and then a number of Orbitz and Travelocity did that for airlines and hotels. We're doing that for golfers.
Well, you've done a lot. You've disrupted a lot of industries. You're doing it now with golf. But what advice would you have maybe for children who'd want to grow up? Everybody dreams about, you know, running their own business, being successful, having such an impact like you have. Maybe it's what's one or two things you would share with children now who growing up who want to make an impact like you have.
Well, I've found that, you know, as I've gone through my career throughout the years, what I've found to be some of the more important elements are to figure out how do you bring in great people, how do you hire great people, provide the resources that they need in order to do their job, and then get out of the way. Let them do their job and, you know, have faith in people because they will almost always surprise you to the good. And so that, to me, has been an important element. And another one, which is also on the people side, is to hire people that you like. We have fun here at EasyLinks. It's one of our core values. That, along with passion and teamwork, innovation and integrity. But you put all those together, fun is right up there. And we spend a lot of time working. We work hard. And you got to like the people that you're working with. So hire great people, give them the resources that they need, get out of their way, and make sure you like them.
Awesome. All right, Gary, let's go to teeoff.com and book a course for you and I to go play. Gary, what a career you've had. And you're not done. You pioneered the digital music industry. You grew the video kiosk industry with Redbox, and now you're making an impact with teeoff.com in the golf industry. Your hero, Gary Cohn, teeoff.com. You can also go to alliances.com. And when we return, Emmy-winning musician, founder of Yamaha Entertainment Group, David Kogan with Alliances.